Good afternoon, GWAB. I so want to put .fm at the end of that. Now, as I said, I recently found the questionnaires on the wiki. So, of course, being me, I have to do them all. Always. And anyone that's listened to part one will have seen that I got a wee bit excited when I noticed at the top there was one by Bad Girl Yuki, who I'm a big fan of. Now, the more eagle-eyed among you may have noticed that the first part is literally just up before this one. And that's because somebody, I'm not going to say who, completely forgot to upload it to Reddit after uploading it to Soundgasm. It was me. I forgot. I'm sorry. Yeah, laugh it up, chumps. So, what I'll be doing is picking up where I left off. So, last time we had West Bay Ray, a Q&A on the Bay. We had Von Skriptenstein with Von Skriptenstein's super sexual questionnaire about sexy sex stuff. And we had Yurchank, I think that's how you say it, extracurricular sexivities questionnaire. I really enjoyed that one. It was all done in humour, which I love. So next on the list is To Build a Fantasy's Superpowered Questionnaire. So that is the one I'll be doing now, when it loads. Shut it. Oh god. I click a link, it takes me to another link. Oh dear god. Always listening. Well, credit to Always Listening as well, since they're credited in the original post, which, if I remember, I will link. Right, question one. If you could have any one superpower in the world, what would you pick? What would your superhero name be and why? That's a tough one, because there's so much that I would do personally that wouldn't benefit anyone except me. So I wouldn't really have a superhero name. I'd just be that prick with the power. But, probably have to go for something along the lines of mental manipulation. Because who doesn't want that? Use it to get out of tickets. Use it. It could come in handy. My superhero name would be The Flying Scotsman, because I would make everyone think I could fly. Mwahaha. Mwahaha. And what would I why would I use it? Well, why would I pick that one? Because I just feel it'd come really in handy. Finish my smoke. Now to sit down and do these without walking all over the place and puffing away in your ear, which is very rude, and I apologise, because I'm a dick. Fucking Wallingstones. Right, here we go. So, question two. What would you use your superpower for, good or for awesome? Awesome, definitely awesome. Now, your superpower comes with a limitation, something rather ambiguous to the world. What is your proverbial kryptonite example? Ugly sweaters, slobbering dogs, Honda Civics. Oh, it better not be Honda Civics, because I'd never get to fucking use it. Happy couples. Definitely happy couples. Because that would be hilarious. Test to see if your power works. It works. You're sitting next to the happiest couple in the world, and you're like, ooh, girl, I got some dirt on you. Yes. It's been a long day. Who among the people on GWA, GWA Backstage, etc., would be your sidekick? What new name would you give him or her? And what would his or her power be? That's easy. That one. Piss easy. It would be Tiny Tiptoes, and her power would be all her scripts come true, because I, yeah,
Definitely. Now, you're fighting crime with your sidekick. Who's your arch nemesis and why?
That's a tough one. Probably name someone, because that's an answer. It's difficult. That's really difficult. Oh, I have someone in mind, but I cannot fucking remember what their username is. Their username is one of those ones that is like, give me a second. I'll judge it, it'll be 2 minutes. Yes, I'm looking it up. Yeah, in fact, no, I know who it'd be. Nickel Silver. Because I feel like that could be hilarious. You storm into battle with your arch nemesis. What's your call to action, i.e. spoon? Gobshite. It would be gobshite. I'd be running in screaming, gobshite! The day is saved or ruined if you're a villain. I'd be a villain. What reward do you claim? Burger King. I'm not a high class villain. I don't want gold, and a Burger King would be nice. Well, that was a wee short one. That was quite good. Now, next on my list would be build a fantasy. This is a burner account. I wonder what their account's for. Although it's a lot more creative than throwaway 225 or whatever hell. The couple's questionnaire. Satisfy my nosy voyeuristic tendencies, please. I will satisfy you in any way possible with the questions ahead of me. Right, now, looking at these are a couple one. I'm not a couple, I'm one person. So I will answer them for my previous relationship, because that's the answers I have. I don't even know how much of this you can hear. Right, sarcasm aside, I love listening to couples just interact together, both sexually and rambly. Okay, I'll take a questionnaire. Right, tell us the story, how you met, when you knew your partner was the one, how you told each other, or how you proposed, anything like that. Okay. Now, I had just moved into a place called Cumbernauld, and I was walking with my flatmate. We were just heading home when her and her girlfriend walked up with her cat on a lead in her pajamas. So it wasn't the most exciting first meeting, but she was walking a cat in her pyjamas. So yeah, that piqued my curiosity. We were neighbours, so of course we got a bit friendly. Then she saw my penis while I was asleep. Those morning woods are a pain in the ass. And that was it. She was all over me, gagging for it. I'm only saying that because I know she'll listen to this. How did I propose? Well, we were engaged, and I proposed 3 times. Twice, semi-romantically, took her out. Nice day, went for a picnic. Oh, bitch, what am I to me? She said no. I was like, how no? She thought I was kidding. So, after dinner, oh, bitch, marry me. No, same reason. It was about 11:15 at night, and I was in the bath, getting clean and shit, and I'd had enough, so I got up, walked through into the living room, curtains wide open by the way, got on one knee, bollock naked, and said, "Ha, bitch, marry me," and she went, "Aye," So, yeah. What was the first thing you noticed about your partner? Eyes, boobs, ass, arms, fashion sense. She had a cat on a leash. What is something sweet, romantic, memorable that your partner has done for you? There's a lot. There's a lot. She used to be a really good housewife. Through choice, I'm not one of those chauvinistic pricks that thinks that women belong purely in the house, because that's not true. They belong purely in the bedroom. Or somewhere nearby. But no, she used to come in from work, get my dinner. It was great. Do you have a romantic routine? Noticing the briefcase, flowers each month, a kiss, a hug, a slap on the ass. Damn, thank God that's mine. Followed by extremely long sex sessions. Yeah, not very romantic, but yeah. Does BDSM kink lifestyle factor into your relationship? It did, yeah, in fact. She's the one that introduced me to the world of BDSM and was able to explain that the stuff I was doing anyway actually had names. So, yeah. Who initiates sex most often? That was me. Who's kinkier? Also me. Do we watch porn together? How often? It started off fairly frequently. Now, anyone from the UK will know that at about 1 in the morning, there's only like 4 things on. There's infomercials, there's BBC Parliament, or there's crap, like Babe Station. We watched all of the above. And yeah, we did watch porn. A lot of stuff, just a lot of it was for shits and giggles. But a few times we did watch it seriously, if you will. I did watch porn seriously. And it was quite frequent. What are your favourite positions together? Doggy. What do you think is your partner's favourite body part on you? Don't confirm or deny. See next question. Favorite body part on me was probably my back or my balls. What is your favorite body part on your partner? It was her ass. She has a fantastic ass. I mean, like, damn, son. What is your favorite place to touch your partner? The ass. I like to grab it, slap it, squeeze it. It was fun. How often did you have sex? It started off, it was a daily thing, and then, of course, you know what it's like, it dies down. Sex was very painful, and not just because I'm bitey and scratchy and slippy and just tons of fun, really, but her vagina did not like my penis. I'm sorry, I can't. Yeah. So it got quite few and far between. What do y'all wear to bed together? Naked. So nothing. What do you think your partner looks sexiest wearing? Again. No. She has cow print shorts. They are the bomb. They're still the bomb. They will always be the bomb. Do toys feature regularly? Not often. I'll tell you what wasn't her favourite. Rhubarb. You ever smack someone on the ass with rhubarb? Jesus. What's your most embarrassing, awkward, funny sex moment together? Well, we were getting it on. She's on a bunk. I'm in between her legs, giving it yowdy. And the police walked in. And stared. So I maintained eye contact and kept going. It turns out my flatmate at the time had left his key in the door, and the door slightly open. And he'd been back for a while. So the police had come in to check out the place, basically make sure we were okay. They found me getting on in the bedroom, and they went over to the other bedroom. Well, to be fair, I need to explain something. There was 2 police officers, a male and a female, which is standard. The male and the female both opened my bedroom door. And all they could see was me, buck naked, giving it yowdy. So,
The female officer very quickly excused herself and went to check on my roommate, mum flatmate, because it was, yeah. And the male officer stood and went, can we talk to you out here for a minute? Oh, I kept going, man. But you'll have to give me a minute. So he kept staring, so I kept going. And because of the way the flat was laid out, I could see directly to my flatmate's bedroom. And there was no response when the lovely, I mean, she was very nice, female officer knocked the door. So she opened it, and there's him having a chug. So God knows what they thought about that house, but yes. So I would say that was, yeah, or the time we got watched by foxes in the park. Not like a kid's swing park, it's like a nature park, and the foxes were just sitting staring. It was fun. If applicable, what is your routine during her period? Do you ride the crimson wave? I don't know how to answer that one. It was never really an issue. How would you describe what your partner smells like? I swear I'm not weird. Okay, maybe a little weird. Now, peaches and coconut. Purely because she uses peach, she was using sheep. She was using peach shampoo and coconut oil. So, yeah. How would you describe what your partner's cum juices taste like? Okay, maybe I'm a little weird. Yeah. A bit tart. Like her. Boom, boom. Do you watch each other masturbate? Yes, is how I finished 95% of the time. Do you shower to go? No. My shower? Fuck off. Have you ever, would you ever film yourselves having sex? If you did, what was it like watching it? We did. Multiple times. And it was fun. It was fun. Now, that was, taking forever to load back, that was, this is a burner accounts, the couple's questionnaire. Now, next up, which we'll make three, see how long this one takes to see whether I do the next one, tease my inboxes, tease tops and bottoms, questionnaire. Okay, learn more about your likes and dislikes. You can choose just one thing, so feel free to include as many or as few answers for each question as you like. Okay. If anyone's still listening,
hi.
Love you, random citizen. Or not random citizen. You're probably English. She knows who I'm talking about. Right, songs. The ones you always sing along and the ones you never want to hear again. Right. Anything by the Backstreet Boys, I will be very happy to never hear again. NSYNC, Blue, E17, they all fit in that same category. Boy bands in general. Girl bands in general. Just most pop bands in general. The ones I always sing along to. Very standard. Proclaimers, 500 Miles. Jump. By Van Halen. Anything by Disturbed, Five Finger Death Punch, Creed, Soul Asylum, Radiohead, Machine Head, Lamb of God, Godsmack, Metallica, AC/DC, Iron Maiden, Thunder, Fear of a Dead Man. Just a bit, yeah. Books, the ones you tell everyone to read, or you reread yourself, and the ones you wish you hadn't cracked open. Lisi's Story by Stephen King. I fucking love Stephen King. Could not read that book. I couldn't do it. It was just not for me. The Necroscope series by Brian Lumley. Fucking get it read and you will be thanking me. Hobbies, the ones you enjoy doing and the ones you don't see the fun in. I enjoy MMA, kendo, fencing, parkour, chess, reading, gaming, American football. I'm a big guy, so I do quite well as a linebacker. Is that what I say? Although, you hand me the ball, I will fucking run like fuck. Just don't ask me to catch a Hail Mary. Darts. I used to play darts for a team because I'm a sophisticated person. Or an old drunk guy. Either way. Doing this, I count this as a hobby. And the reason I count it as a hobby is because it's not work. I don't have to go, oh god, I need to record for GWA or GWAB or whatever. I would count this as a hobby. It's something I have passion for, but I don't have to do. Ones that I don't see the point in. I don't any hobby. for fuck's sake. Maybe not for me, but a hobby does something for someone. Rock collecting. Purely because I don't understand what you're collecting. Is it shiny rocks? Flat rocks? I mean, I walked out with my mates, he collects rocks, and it's literally just rocks. There's nothing, no distinction between them, they just look like normal rocks. So I don't get that one. I don't see any fun in it, you know. Any sort of collecting one, just subreddits, the ones that you're happy you found, GWAB, because I knew about GWA, but I didn't know about Backstage or the Script Guild or a few others. I was really happy to find them. And the ones you wish you could unsee. Oh, good. The ones I wish I could unsee are plenty. But I can't think of any off the top of my head. So, yeah. Pickup lines. The one that will make you take notice and the ones you ignore. I use pickup lines as an icebreaker. And not in the way they're supposed to be. Not like... hey babe, is your dad a thief because he stole the stars and put them in your eyes? Vomit. No. I use insult-based pickup lines. Not to devalue the person, not to make them think less about themselves and raise my... fuck all to do with that. I insult people as a sign of affection. So if I come up to you and go, damn, did it hurt when you fell down from heaven? Is that how you fucked up your face? I'm just trying to start a conversation. It doesn't work for me. I know. It's a bad tactic. But it's the one I've got. I'm so alone. Now, date night activities. The ones that would make for a fun evening and the ones that make you lose interest. Now, if you say dinner and a movie in that order, boring. Now you've got nothing to talk about during dinner. Or you don't want to go to dinner because you don't want to go to the movie because you're too busy with the either movie and dinner. Fair enough. But, yeah, that works. As for something else, a hike. Nothing wrong with a hike. Body parts. The ones that you find incredibly attractive. Left nipples. And the ones that you don't really notice, right nipples. Most points for talking about your favourite part of your own body. Negative 1,000,000 points for talking about your least favourite part of your own body. Shit. You see, eyes are the first thing I notice. Physically, anyway. And you can tell a lot about someone by their eyes. Now, as I've said, my eyes are my least favourite. So many negative points. Because they're fucked up. I have a huge ass squint, which comes in handy for a lot of things, just I'm not very fond of it. So she's got like stunning eyes, it's just like, damn son. Now, how do I get some bonus points? Depending on how many bonus points I get for this year. On myself, my favourite feature is definitely going to be my left eyebrow. Because it arches in just the right way. Nah. I quite like my forearms. Weird. I know. But, yeah. So, I don't really notice arms or torsos. Until I've seen the eyes, it's kind of like, yeah. And then, if it's from the other end, if it's ass. I'm an ass man. I do love a good ass. GWA tags, the ones that make you click and give them a listen, the ones that will make you pass on by. Now, normally, the ones that make me pass on by are ones that I have no interest in outside of GWE. Like heavy femdom. I've never met a dom. I don't know how you say it with the M, with like the extra M and E. Like, is it dummy? Is it like French? Is it a French dom? Mm. No, can't do it. But so it's something I wouldn't really have any interest in anyway. As for ones that draw me in, are accents. Anything that, now if the tags indicate that the person's got a sense of humour, I'll probably listen to it. Solo positions, the ones that get you off without fail, and the ones that you tried but didn't do it for you. And like myself, now I've already been told that I do it solo in a weird way. George Michaels never woke me up before he go-goed. So, I tend to hunch forward with my legs, like, sort of splayed open. But, like, imagine you're sitting with your feet touching. And just, like, your legs fall open. Like that, but leaning hunched forward. And it's purely to do with access to my penis. Now, if I'm, like, lying down or anything, this is really difficult to explain. If I'm lying down and I grab my junk, I need to move my hand too far up and too far down to get the full thing. So it's just awkward and for some reason does nothing for me. Yet if I hunch forward like that, it makes a lot of it underneath me, if that makes any sense. So I've got less movement to do, which means I can go faster and hold it harder, which I definitely need. I bruise myself. partner positions, the ones that push all the right buttons and the ones that you could live without. No, I'm not going to lie. Missionary. I could do without missionary. There's so many alternatives to missionary that missionary just seems kind of boring. It doesn't do it for me. Like, there's so many different ways that you can be face-to-face with your partner. But, yeah, anvil or doggy. Oh, fuck. Turns out, at the end of the questionnaire, there's a, okay, so I should probably clarify solo positions, like in the shower, on your back, in bed, on your knees. Still not sure I'm explaining this well. I can't do it in the shower, can't do it standing up, I've got a lot of limitations. So, that was teasers top and bottom. Now, I think I'll check my time here. 28 minutes. Still getting another 20 minutes to go. Let's try Tarkus Trooper. Miss Tark's ultra sexy music questionnaire. Well, not ultra sexy. Take it as you will. Talk music to me. Mommy, Tark's being nosy. Mom, Tark's being nosy again. Okay, right, sorry. Right, sorry for reposting this over and over, I just can't get the tags right. I think you got the tags pretty fucking well done. So, a few months ago I posted this on record. Right. Question one. Choose one. Name your top five favourite. A, songs, B, band, singers, or C, albums. I'm going to go with bands because it's the easiest one. And this is not in any particular order, but we've got Thunder, Five Finger Death Punch. Disturbed. I'm going for absolute favourites here. The ones that I can listen to non-stop and never get bored. Alex Harvey. And, I'm going to say Theory of a Dead Man. First concert you remember seeing, whether it be in person or on TV. First one I remember was Thunder, and it was in person. A song or band that you used to love when you were younger? Linkin Park. And not because I was, no, because I got into Linkin Park and Creed at the same time, but Linkin Park was the first CD I owned, Meteora. It was not long after it came out, and that was like the first CD I owned. The first tape I owned was a mixtape, so I can't really pick that one. But it was, yeah, Linkin Park, and the song was Breaking the Habit. R.I.P. Chester. If you could tattoo a line from a song anywhere, somewhere on your body, which lyric would it be and where would you put it? It would be on my back and it would be directly across the shoulder blades because I'm tacky like that. I don't actually think that's tacky. It depends what you get in the font and that. But, and it would be from a Theory of a Dead Man song and the line would be live to fight another day, serve our country without dismay. For those that take us from our homes, may God have mercy on your souls. Sorry, lost my place. Do you play any musical instruments? Is there one that you want to take up learning?
Now,
I used to play drums and guitar, but I broke both my hands, and since I haven't had the dexterity to play guitar anymore, and broke both my arms multiple times, so I can no longer get the flexibility to play drums. Oh. Is there a certain song that makes you horny without fail?
Horny by Moose Tea.
No. Makes me horny? No. None that has that effect on me. Yet. Just need to find out. A song that everyone hates but you love. A song that everyone loves but you hate.
Despacito.
I fucking despise that song with a fucking passion. Yeah, everyone seems to fucking love it. And a song that everyone hates that I love would be, now this isn't, I count it as a song, it would be Death Clock, Face-Fisted. If you starred in any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray?
Now, you see, there's a few musicals that I would fucking love to have been part of. So there's Little Shop of Horrors. I would never want to be in Rocky Horror Picture Show, but I thought it was brilliant. Blood Brothers. Repo, the generic opera, and The Devil's Carnival. In Little Shop of Horrors, it'd be Audrey 2. In Blood Brothers, it would be the narrator. In Repo, it would be Repo, although I would never, the main guy, Jason. But I would never be as good as Anthony Head. So, yeah. And in Devil's Carnival, it would probably be Ivan Moody's character. Now, Ivan Moody is the lead singer from Five Finger Death Punch. Yeah, I know. But he has a song about, it's basically based off of the Fables. So it's the dog and his reflection. It's fucking brilliant. I love every second of it. If you were an exotic dancer, what would be your go-to song to strip to? I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. It would definitely not be Right Said Fred. To strip to, it would be Cherry Pie by Warren. No way in hell would it not be Cherry Pie. It may be overdone. It may be, I could not strip to anything, like anything at all, except that that would be my go-to strip music. And yeah, if you were to record and release an album, what would be its title? Please explain. Now, the band name would be Free Beer, for obvious reasons. Oh no, chances are the band, nah. Now, the album would be called But that depends on the music. dartboard, and because I'm looking at a dartboard right now, is there a famous musicians that you want to fuck? Yes, there's one, Emily Ottum. I think she's fucking stunning. You know what? That was actually quite good. I enjoyed that. I'm going to do another one. Because I've still got 10 minutes. Okay. Syrup and waffles, a long and syrupy questionnaire. Oh. Oh. No. Okay, that has been deleted. So I can't do that one. I'm sad now. So, no waffles. Fuck. Okay, sorry about that, folks. Suit and Lies, GWA Eat Stuff questionnaire. I'm concerned. Oh, okay. This is incredibly thoroughly well done. Okay. Simple starters. Do you prefer sweet or savoury? Salty or savoury? Savoury. What is your favourite type of cuisine? Scottish. What is your favourite snack food? Beef jerky. What's your favourite appetizer? Prawn cocktail. What's your favourite main dish? Balmoral chicken with whiskey sauce. That's haggis and chicken with whiskey sauce and mashed potatoes. What's your favourite dish? Dessert. Banoffee pie. Fucking love me some banoffee pie. Do you have a favourite restaurant? If so, what is it? Don't have one. Otherwise it'd be Sizzler Steakhouse and it would be a steak. What is your thoughts on fast food? My favourite is Burger King. But only because it's bigger. If you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? It would be Balmoral chicken with whiskey sauce. Food for moods. What is your favourite comfort food? Do you really need me to say it again? Balmoral chicken with whiskey sauce. What's your favourite food to eat for a celebration? Stovies, actually. I do make a fucking mean pot of stovies. Stovies are basically gravy, potato, leek, carrot, whatever the fuck you have in there, and square sausage, all cooked up in a big pot. Fucking tasty as fuck. Sorry, I've completely lost my place. Do you have a guilty pleasure food? If so, what is it? My guilty pleasure food is rice pudding. I fucking love rice pudding, but it's incredibly bad for me. I say that, but if you'd seen the amount of shit I eat. Imagine you're preparing or ordering a romantic meal for you and your partner. What's on your menu? Listen, I'm gonna be honest. It's gonna be Balmoral chicken with whiskey sauce. And that's it. Do you have any foods you find sexy? Would even use them in a prelude to sexy time? Maybe even during sexy time? Now, I have done a lot of weird shit in my life. I sleep eat. Now, I remember once me and my ex were in bed. She was staying at mine. Now, I had a bedside cabinet with a drawer. She'd never seen me put anything in the drawer. She never even thought about the drawer. Now, I apparently woke her up in the middle of the night, very urgently demanding that she pass me the dime bar that was in the drawer. So she did, and I ate it in my sleep. Now, sleep eating isn't that uncommon. What is uncommon is I then got up, put the wrapper in the bin, went to the drawer, took the other six, because it was a multi-pack, opened them, took a bite out of each of them, and put them back in. Then went back, just lay down. That was me for the night. So, I have done the eating in bed. I don't think I could do it during sex. I don't know why, where the fuck I'm going with this. I'm going to be honest, it's 5 to 1. I've been up for 29 and a half hours. So I'm just rambling at this point. Do you have any foods you find sexy? But well, as for sexy, you ever seen a butternut squash? I mean, damn, son, bomb heavy or what? Do you have any specific memories based around food? Yes, my dad teaching me how to make stovies and steak pie and all that. Fucking prick. Just nothing was ever good enough. And now I can cook better than him. It was the same when he was teaching me to shoot. And now I can shoot better than him. I can run faster. I'm stronger. I'm smarter. I'm considerably better looking. I have daddy issues. Devil's in the details. Describe your perfect burger. Meat. Salad. Cheese. Meat. Salad, cheese, meat. So it's a meat burger. Describe your perfect pizza. Cheese. No, perfect pizza is a Four Seasons. 16 inch. Fucking tasty as fuck. Describe your perfect sandwich. Oh, you bastard. There is no perfect sandwich. There's just not. Anyone that can prove me otherwise, fucking bring it on. But I have never had a perfect sandwich. What's your favourite ice cream flavour? Do you get any toppings? Cherry. Cart Door used to do a cherry glacier. It was fucking delicious. But they stopped doing it. Situated. Imagine your perfect wedding. How many guests? 50. I don't know. But what do you serve them? Balmoral chicken with whiskey sauce. Imagine your ideal holiday feast. What's for dinner? I don't know. Depends where I am. A spit roast. Finally, you're on death row and it's time for your last meal. What are you getting? Well, you probably know where I'm going with this. I mean, you can probably assume. And guess what? You're right. I'm getting a Balmoral chicken with whiskey sauce. I'm also getting a special fried rice from the Chinese. I'm getting a double steakhouse from Burger King. I'm getting a 16-inch Four Seasons pizza from Piccolo's. I'm getting a Black Forest gatto and about 3 banoffee pies. And they can kill me when I'm finished. Now, that is come on. Right, wait. Stop. Come on. Sorry, I'm just wasting your time for another 2 seconds. 43 minutes. Yeah, beaut. So that's another one done. So I have done up to Suit and Lies. So that was a big thank you to West Bay Ray, Von Skriptenstein, Your Chank, To Build a Fantasy. This is a burner account. Tease my inbox. Tark, you stripper. I don't know how to say it. Tark, you stripper. Thank you. Syrup and Waffles gets fuck all because there was nothing there. It was deleted. And Suit and Lies, I will remember to tag them. But, and thank you, dear listener, for another 43 minutes of your time. Bye-bye.